unicorns are sort of a best of the rest side. There's the 18 professional county sides, and the unicorns are made up of the best of the rest players, really, who've just missed out on professional contracts and are hoping to get signed up by one of the counties.
If we look through the Somerset squad as well, there are some big names in on their books.
Are some massive names. I mean, everyone's very very familiar with a number of those, including the likes of the former England opener Marcus Truscovic, current England players in the form of Craig Keyes-Wetter, Joss Butler, Nick Compton, along with their overseas player at this point of the season will be the South African Test opener Alviro Peterson.
So some huge names to be gracing not only British cricket, but to be here in Cornwall as well. Just give us the details on when this game will be taking place.
The match will be taking place on Friday the 14th of June. It's a game in the Clydesdale Bank CB40 competition. So it'll be a 1:45 p.m. start. So it'll be an ideal way to start the weekend, really.
We alluded to it a little earlier. It's not only that game, but we've also got the Netherlands against Nottinghamshire to look forward to in the same competition.
Very much so, yeah. And the Nottinghamshire side as well, some of the big names in there really are fantastic. The likes of Stuart Broad, Graham Swan, Samit Patel, and the Australian Test opener, Ed Cowan, who will be opening for Australia in the Ashes next summer, will be Nottinghamshire's overseas player and will be actually playing with them during the Cornish Cricket Festival. So it'll be absolutely fantastic to see an Australian Ashes player playing in Truro.
Alan, how much hard work went into getting not only the game between the Netherlands and Nottinghamshire to Cornwall, but this latest game that you've announced to us, Unicorns against Somerset? Was it easy to convince these players that they wanted to come to Cornwall and play in Truro?
It's taken a good 18 months of hard work to try and get these games down. I mean, I've got very good contacts with both the Netherlands and the Unicorns, so I've been really sort of pushing this for the last 18 months, and to finally see the games come through, it really is. I'm absolutely over the moon, and really, it's just fantastic for Cornish sport to see two games of this magnitude, really.
Many of our listeners will remember last summer, of course, we had that fabulous one-day match between England women and India women. How big an influence was that in showing the wider world that Cornwall can do these events well?
Very much so. There was a number of high-profile media people down from the likes of Sky Sports and from the BBC, and I think a lot of people were watching on, wanting to see how it went, and certainly it's with it going so well and the feedback that we've got and the video and the photos that we've got to show that to the outside world has really helped us to secure these other two games.
A final question for you, Alan. One of the criticisms about living in Cornwall has been that local, you know, children, talented youngsters haven't really had the opportunity to go and watch top-class competitive sporting action. Are events like this changing perceptions for youngsters as well about what they can do, what they can achieve?
Very much so, and one of our big aims really was to try and get more kids involved with cricket, and I think that's been part of the problem really. There hasn't been enough Cornish youngsters progressing to the professional game, and really I think that really is part due to the lack of major sort of role models locally, and certainly our big target really by having games such as these and working with the schools in providing a number of sort of ticketing incentives to children, really to try and get as many down as possible watching some big role models, and hopefully convincing them to take up the game and enjoy what a magnificent sport it is.
A fantastic second game. Just remind us very briefly the details again for the Unicorn Somersets game.
Unicorns against Somerset is on Friday the 14th of June at Truro Cricket Club as part of the Cornish Cricket Festival, and tickets can be bought from cornishcricketfestival.co.uk.